I'm right behind you.
Your follower leaves for my wedding? Oh no, and I got the quest to attend my wedding. No, Ingen. Ingen, no. Now is not the time I need you.
I don't want to hear
it. Uh-oh, complications with the alchemy ingredients.
Yes,
welcome
sir,
back.
Oh. I'll see to it.
Wait, what? I didn't want to get out my crossbow. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are a vampire lord, and we have been given a quest to... Oh, yeah. No, I do remember. Oh, my gosh. This is going to be fun. We got to go to a skooma den... In order to get something. we need to retrieve something for Lord Harkin. And it's at a skooma den. But first, oh, here it is. Yeah, Redwater Den. But first, I want to run to Thieves Guild. I want to run to Riften. Okay. I'm kind of surprised Redwater Den is not marked as discoverable on my... Unless if I didn't save. Because on the Nightmother lore video that I created, it... I believe it started out in Redwater Den.
You see those warriors from Hammerfell? They've got curved swords. Curved swords.
That guy's very freaking out about curved swords. But all right, here we are. We're at the Temple of Mara. Okay, where is Mr. Priest? I mean, it is almost 5 in the morning in Skyrim here, so poor guy's probably still asleep. Just gonna go whipping doors open. No, not her. Ooh.
What? A copy of A Kiss Sweet Mother is in the Temple of This book should not be in here. Are we serious?
The Argonian Ceremony. Talon J. What is it? Drifa. I was wondering if I could speak to Maramal about perhaps presiding over the marriage ceremony of himself and Kirava. She's the love of my life, and in a traditional Argonian fashion, complex, unique rituals. Happy to provide the book describing, as long as Maramal doesn't mind Talon J. Yes, yeah, no, because Kirava is someone who we shook down in the Thieves Guild, and Talon J wanted to stop us because he cares for Kirava, and Talon J wants to marry Kirava. Well, that's nice. Okay, where is the guy that I'm looking for? Maramal. Probably in this nice big set of quarters. Ah, yeah, here we go. He is sleeping. Maramal. Oh! I can feed on him. No. Do I want to feed on him? Sure, really quick. Just so, just so I don't go turning into a vampire during my wedding. Maramal, talk to Maramal.
Don't like those eyes you've got. There's a bad hunger to them.
Dude, you have no idea. It's been an interesting last couple of days. I want to know more about the Temple of Mara.
Wonderful. Where to begin?
Let's not start at the
Mara
beginning.
Mara is the goddess of love. The temple.
Yes.
We also perform wedding ceremonies.
On wedding ceremonies? Could I have my wedding at the temple?
Yes, if you were ready, of course. Are you familiar with how marriage works in Skyrim?
You know, even after the last episode, I thought I was. But then the game broke. So I went and undid the marriage, and the game fixed itself. So
So I guess, Bethesda, do you understand how marriage works in Skyrim? Because it seems to be a game-breaking quest. I might.
Typically, a person who is looking when another person shows interest and the two agree to... Mara's domain encompasses them. It's difficult to appreciate her gifts in these dark times.
Okay, there we go.
But you should consider her light a beacon in the storm. May you return to her benevolence and safety.
My betrothed here, Ingen Blackbriar.
Is that an amulet of Mara? I'm surprised someone like you isn't spoken for.
Oh, I've tried. Are you interested in me? Little does she know that she's actually forced to be here right now with me. Are you interested in me?
Well, yes. Why wouldn't I be? Are you interested in me?
Interested in me, are you? It's like, interested in me, are you? It's like a little bit of Yoda there. Why, yes. Yes, I am.
It's settled, then. Brief as life can be in Skyrim, at least we'll have each other.
Yeah, and then I'll go plundering ruins with my wife. Isn't there a love story? There is like a Skyrim Romeo and Juliet love story. I'm pretty sure about a couple that were adventurers. No. There were a couple who were adventurers, and one of them died. And then they used like the Romeo and Juliet story to try to resurrect the other. It was something like that. It's in one of my prior episodes. Okay, so he went back to sleep. Hey, Maramal. His eyes are open. Is he not dead? The freak was that? What just whoosh? He's not dead, is he? Okay, let's quickly shake him awake. Maramal.
Blessings of Mara upon you.
You know, this must be the nice, kind people of the Temple of Mara. I've woken him up twice in a row, and he's just like, blessings upon you, my child. I'd like to have a wedding at the temple.
You wish to be married?
Yes, I do.
It's good to see love blossoming even during these difficult times. Your wedding will be held tomorrow, from dawn until dusk. Don't be late. You don't want to miss your own wedding.
That's a long wedding. All right, my quest is to attend my wedding.
May you return to her benevolence and safety.
Oh, dang. Oh, my gosh. What am I wearing? I can't be looking like a joker at my own wedding, you know? Oh, gosh. Can I leave the building? All right, what am I wearing here? Oh, the ebony mail. And, I don't know. Is this fitting attire for a husband? Do I not have, like, robes or something? Here we go. Yeah, I do have a set of robes. Okay, yeah. I might change into some robes and out of my armor for my wedding. But all right, sweet. Now, I don't believe that's an active quest right now, is it? It is, yeah. Attend my wedding ceremony. Oh, okay.
Congratulations on your wedding. I'm so happy for both of you.
Okay, so, like, is it right now? I mean, it's 6:35, and he said dawn until dusk. Is the sun on its way up? Okay, here, wait. Let me step outside. I gotta see if the sun's coming up. Oh, look at that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is a beautiful day to get married. I almost said it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right, here we are. The Temple of Mara. Let's do this. And my wife is stuck to my side already. All right, here we go.
How may I help you, my son?
Oh. Okay.
May you return to her benevolence and safety.
Wait, what is this?
Congratulations on your wedding.
Okay.
I'm so happy for both of you.
Dinya. What is this book up here? Oh, Gods and Worship. I mean, Maramal has a quest marker over his head.
Good morning.
Exactly, it's morning. okay.
May you return to her benevolence and safety.
Let me wait a minute.
an hour. Okay. Ah. Okay.
Blessings of Mara upon you. How may I help you, my son?
I swear. The game better not be broken.
Benevolence and safety.
Okay,
congratulations on your wedding. I'm so happy for both of you.
Well, so far there hasn't been no wedding yet.
Yes.
Okay, fine.
May you return to her benevolence.
We're gonna leave. We're gonna leave. And we're gonna go. We're gonna go and clear out. Okay, wait here. Let me try one more time. It's now 9 a.m. It's a cloudy day, so you can't exactly see the sun. But I mean, it's past dawn. I'm sorry, my eye really itches. I keep on itching my eye on camera. Okay, Marimol's down in the basement.
Congratulations on your wedding. I'm so happy for the both of you.
Yeah, I would be happier too if we would actually get married.
How may I help you, my son?
Do you accept charity? Can you tell me about Mara's beliefs?
May you return to her
Congratulations
benevolence
on
safety.
Your wedding.
Okay.
I'm so happy
what
for the both
doing?
Of you.
Okay, so, well, that's not... I guess today's not the day of my wedding. You know what? Which actually makes sense. Because I think it's supposed to be... He might have said tomorrow. And I talked to him at, like, 5 in the morning. So it wouldn't be today. So, all right. Let's loot... What is tending the flames? Find Count Olaf's verse. It's a Bard's College quest. I got that. That's like the first ever quest I ever got. Okay. The Bloodstone Chalice from Redwater Spring. Here we go. Come on, Ingen. Oh. Boy, yeah, this place is kind of out in the middle of nowhere. I guess we're going to have to run for it. But that's all right. Here we are, outside at the Riften Stables. And we are running off to Redwater Den. I probably could have stolen a horse, but nah. It'd be pretty sweet if I could ride a moose. Imperials? Oh yeah, didn't I make somewhat of a deal that the Imperials would get Windhelm and win a Riften? I think the deal was, if the Stormcloaks take Markarth, the Imperials get Riften. And I don't really understand, because a lot of people were all like, oh, that doesn't seem fair. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, it's a capital city for a capital city. What do you mean it's not fair? But whatever. I guess war's not fair. I got out of my crossbow because I saw a wolf. And I'm a vampire in the daylight, so my stamina is not regenerating. This is definitely a time where stamina potions are very important. Oh, yeah, fine. Give me some stamina potions. Stamina. Yeah, I have 20 minor potions. Nice. Yep, when I get this video uploaded, we are well into the holiday season. Ladies and gentlemen, Thanksgiving will be over. Black Friday will be over. I'm recording this the week prior. Oh, frickin' geez. No. and so Black Friday is Thanksgiving and Black Friday is this week. In which, yeah, Black Friday will be... I mean, of course, like, Thanksgiving is always fun as well. I love getting together with my family and eating tons of food. But also, Black Friday is a great time for a bunch of wolves! Dead. Crap, I should have been crouching and got a sneak attack. Oh, nice job, Ingen! Sweet! But, yeah, for anyone who doesn't know, like, probably everyone knows, Black, and I mean the people who are in the UK, Canada, I believe Australia and New Zealand, if New Zealand even sees this, I don't know. For some reason, a lot of my videos, especially Fallout 4 videos, get blocked in New Zealand. And it's actually mainly Fallout 4 videos, which is kind of funny. I don't know if they just don't like Fallout 4 in New Zealand. But Black Friday for us is like Boxing Day for those countries. And which I think Boxing Day is a cool idea. I mean, like, it makes sense, you know? And almost the time after Christmas, people aren't really Christmas shopping anymore, so it's like, yeah, there's a giant fire sale. I feel like we should have a Boxing Day. I feel like a Boxing Day in the States would be a great idea. But I also feel like UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, you guys also need a Black Friday, you know, like, kick off the shopping season with a ton of sales, too. Both make sense. We should have both. A Black Friday and a Boxing Day. All right, here we are. Red Water Den discovered. I'm going to put this away. I believe these guys are friendly. Battle of the Red Mountain.
If you're buying, go on in. Otherwise, shove off.
Shove off! All right, here we go. Yep, we're buying Redwater Den. There's a chalice in here that I need. If I can do this stealthily, I will. If not, well, we'll have to pull out Vampire Lord.
Hold it. If you're going downstairs, you keep your weapons to yourself, or we'll be getting better acquainted. Head on in. And behave yourself.
Behave yourself. Yeah, I did film here for my Nightmother video, and I must have not saved, which is good. I'm glad I didn't save. But, go on downstairs. Yeah.
You're bothering me.
I must have not saved after I finished filming here. Nobleman. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, there are a bunch of high, powerful people down here. All right, who is this?
Wow,
a dealer.
Welcome. You seem tense. Join a booth and relax a bit. Or did you need another fix?
How about a sample? Persuade.
Since it's your first time.
Oh, nice.
Sure. Find a booth and enjoy.
All right. What? Did I get a speech check boost? Can I walk around the side here? Does she have a chalice back here? Okay, I keep on hearing a big whoosh going by. That has to be because of my, my vampire powers. You know, this is actually a beautiful place. You know, this is where noblemen and guard and bandit can all come together as one to do skooma. Okay. Okay, I'm looking for a chalice. Wait a second.
Yes?
Where is my quest marker pointing me towards? Just private booth. Oh, this is probably the lavatory. Yeah, this is actually where I sat when I recorded the opening scene of my Nightmother video. This is kind of cool. A little bit of behind the scenes things, I guess. It wasn't the best start, you know, to a lore video. Oh gosh, am I just getting more and more crazy powerful? Okay, there's a back door that goes into a whole back section. We're gonna unlock this. Dang it. I am hidden right now. Okay, so far so good. I want to wait for this attendant to kind of walk away. I'm not doing anything, buddy. An Imperial deserter. What does that mean? Okay. Okay, yep, he is walking away. Okay, I'm going to... Crouching inside. You know what? Oh, gosh. Okay, hang on. I feel I should fly solo on this. Ingen, what are you doing?
That's all you got?
Ingen, what are you doing? Did Ingen start attacking the attendant? Oh, great. Okay, well, that's it. How many times can I say that's it and do absolutely nothing about it?
Over here.
Okay, here we go. Powers. Vampire Lord. Here we go. Oh, boy. Wah! Oh, yeah, I'm in my magic state. Okay, I forget what does what. Okay, yeah, cool. Yep, and then control transfers me back and forth. Oh crap. Okay, well, this might be a problem. I don't think I can fit through doorways as a vampire lord. No, I can't. I can't go through doorways as a vampire lord. Dang it, Ingen. Ingen spoiled all my fun, but that's all right. Okay. So, yeah, revert form. Aha. Yeah, well, that was easy. My helmet is covered in blood. Okay, so who around here do we have? Potion of Magicka. Oh, Redwater Den backroom key. Yeah, I'll take that. And then is there anything awesome back here in the... Whoa. Oh, she died in here. Oh, yeah, nice. I had a key for that. Wow. A Nordic bow. Yeah, that put me overweight. That's all right. I'll give it to Ingen. Skooma! And a sweet roll? Oh, dang it, no. Those are empty Skooma bottles. All right, Ingen. Ingen? Yeah, I want to give you this bow. Yeah, I want...
right behind you.
I want to... I need to trade some things with
what
you.
What do you want me to carry?
I wanted to be sneaky, which is why I wanted to give Ingen my... I wanted to tell Ingen to wait outside. But then I guess she just attacked somebody, so...
You lead. I'll follow.
So, what's back here? In this wooden door. Okay, yeah, it's just a storeroom. And that makes sense. Potion of healing. Oh, there's a... Is this a Draugr? A Draugr? What?! Is this... Are we in the side of a Nordic ruin? Oh my gosh, can I open this? Oh, that would be so cool. Does this lead back into an ancient Nordic ruin? This seems to be one of those trap doors that you find in Nordic ruins. I'm not finding a lever or anything. But yeah, this red water den here... This definitely does butt right up against the side of a Nordic ruin. That is so cool. I wish we could get in there. Maybe we can, and I just don't know it. That's right. We're going to keep on moving. We can come back to this. Okay, I'm just charging into the next room. My vampire powers keep on upgrading. Coin purse. Anything in this chest? Money, lockpicks. Nice. Cure potion, magicka, cure all diseases. I shouldn't just be taking potions willy-nilly. Okay, here we go. Yeah, my carry weight's pretty high. This is definitely some skooma brewing out here. There's a bunch of people walking around. It's a cavernous chamber. And there are a couple of vats in the center that are over a fire. And there's swirling red fumes up overhead. Okay, so here we go. Time to start taking some people out. Take this person out. Got him. Oh, that was a vampire talking. Funnily enough, we're also a vampire. What time is it? Oh, crap, I can't wait. I wasn't trying to wait. I just wanted to see what time it was. Dead! Yes. Yeah, still hidden.
I know I heard something.
I am very far away. Okay, this person is gonna walk away. Crap, they're walking laterally. Here we go. Dead. Was that everybody? Ooh. Okay, yeah, that was a noise where I just entered a new room or the last room or something along those lines. We have a dead person over here. Is this someone so the vampire can feed? Oh, unlocked chest. I didn't even realize that this was a chest. It's so dark. Dang it. It's only an adept lock. Come on. $54. Oh, yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I keep on looking over over here in my other screen because I scrolled down in Steam on accident, and it popped up on a video, Skyrim using Unreal Engine 5. And I've heard of people doing that, searching Wood Elf lockpicks. I've heard of people doing that. Somehow not using Bethesda's own engine. I'm pretty sure Bethesda creates their own engines. And they started doing that with Skyrim, I believe. And they sourced out the engine from Oblivion prior. I'm pretty sure Oblivion, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 3 are all created on the same engine. And then Morrowind and prior is a different engine. And then they built a new engine for Skyrim, changed it for Fallout 4. And then they probably adapted it even more for Starfield. A novice conjurer. Nernroot. What is this? Telekinesis? I don't know. I don't think I have this book or have this spell yet. I did not, but we now have telekinesis. That is really cool. I would love to give that a try. Oh, yeah, no, I was also talking to someone, and I really need to work on my destruction magic. Because, yeah, I want to get fireballs one day. You know what? I might be able to get... Okay, yeah, I might be able to buy fireballs from the destruction mage in Winterhold. I should look into that. I don't know like how that would work, but I've heard of people putting Skyrim on the Unreal Engine, which I guess is the greatest engine available right now. And not only that, I heard something else. It's like the Unreal Engine is... Oh, crap. What am I thinking? It's being used for a movie. There's a film coming out.
Still here? What do you want me to carry?
And they're using the Unreal Engine for that film. Which is pretty cool. It's the first time it's something like that has been adapted into movies. Oh my gosh, what am I thinking of? I don't know. I'll keep on thinking of it. For some reason, I keep on wanting to say it's something that Jon Favreau is involved in. The Staff of Corruption. Yeah, that's heavy. But I don't want Ingen to go around and start using the Staff of Corruption. Here we go, yeah. Take some studded armor. There we go, yeah. That cleared up a good amount of space. Let's get going then. And let me quick save. I haven't quick saved in a while. Okay. Here we are. We're proceeding on further. We are looking for a chalice. And there should be a doorway. And I gotta be making my way left. Well, this place has to go left, I would think. Because my quest marker is to the left. A cooking station, yes. I've also been talking to commenters about cooking. I guess more about Fallout 4. I haven't done a lot of cooking in Skyrim. I don't really know if there's a whole lot of benefit to cooking in Skyrim. It might get you bonus effects, like not just health. But, oh, yeah, here we go. We have a drawbridge. And my quest marker is beyond the drawbridge. Oh, yeah, and there's the lever over there. Boy, did I really clear out everybody? Except for all the coughing of the patrons of the Redwater Den. There we go, lowered a drawbridge. All right, so yeah, barrel roll. And my stamina regens because I'm inside. Okay, what do we have down here? I hear pickaxes. I know I can't get stealth attacks with my fireballs, but here we go. Justice. Oh, well, that didn't work. Do your worst. I mean, it is working, and you know what? Like, he is stumbling. Am I out of magicka? Really? Dead. I was out of magicka. Okay, yeah, I do want to make a quick hop back on over to Winterhold once we get out of here. And there's a skeleton around here somewhere. Good thing I got fireballs for him. Fire bolts, dang it. No, I want fire. I just realized we have stumbled into an ancient Nordic ruin. Oh, I get it now. Okay. Yeah. We're going to the exit to this ruin is going to be in the storeroom of the place where everyone sits and gets high. That is where this is going to let out of. That makes sense. Ingen, how very Lydia of you to step on a pressure plate. Let's get this skeleton. Great, I think it hit the ground. You know what? My fireballs are definitely quite powerful. People are stumbling.
Enough of this!
I love that. Yeah, that must have been a perk that I got when I last went through all my stuff. Because whoever gets hit by my fireballs appear to be stumbling. Am I carrying too much again? Activate chain. Ingen.
I've got your back.
Ah, she is holding the Nordic bow I gave her.
What do you want me to carry?
I'm overweight again. Is there anything like Amber's heavy? Azora's star, filled with a greater soul gen. A broom? Why do I have a broom? I'm holding the Bloodstone Chalice. Yeah, I can't give it to her because it's a quest marker. Okay. Then let me drop this broom I'm holding. When did I grab the Bloodstone Chalice? Empty skooma bottle. Yeah, I don't need that. I genuinely don't remember picking that up. You know what? Once again, I've said this before. If I dumped all of my soul gems, that would give me back like 10, 20 carry points.
You lead. I'll follow.
Okay, pull the chain, yeah. Is this gonna open up back out into the storeroom? Nope. This is not the storeroom we're still... Oh, okay. That's the noise that I have entered the final room. Or something like that. So, oh!
there's an open coffin. Okay, I'm gonna get out the crossbow for this one. There is an open coffin. Why do I not have my crossbow favorited? And there's a vampire standing next to the open coffin. Here we go. Dead. All right, let's back it up, back it up, back it up. Ingen, huh? Don't be a hero. Oh. Hound dogs. Sneaking creased. Vampire hounds. Dead. Oh, that was a quick movement there on my part. Is that everybody? Okay, there's a death hound. So this is actually a very nice little fire here. Yeah, the vampire was enjoying a nice cozy fire right here. Got a grand soul gem, some alchemy stuff, a wooden plate, garnet, vampire dust. Holy crap. Yeah, this place keeps on going up and around. Ah, okay, yeah, there's my doorway. That's my doorway, but I did see there is a secret passage over here. What is this? Activate chain. What does this do? Oh, okay, it's a... That's the enter the final room noise right there. Cure disease potion. I already have a bunch of those. Dwarven Axe of the Reaping. Yeah, I'll take that and I'll give it to Ingen.
I've got your back. What do you want me to carry?
I bet never in a million years Ingen would have thought that she was a warrior, or rather an adventurer.
You lead. I'll follow.
Okay. So yeah, here we go. I don't know why we got the bang of the final room noise, but I still have Redwater Spring. Okay. Oh!
I don't like where this is going.
Yeah, okay, yeah, no. I need to fill the chalice. Okay. Okay, that makes sense. I need to fill the chalice, and I need to carry a full cup back to... I mean, literally, clear across Skyrim. And Ingen doesn't like where this is going.
Look at that. A cave. Who knows what could be down there?
Okay, hang on. This is really interesting. So when I opened up that secret room, I got the clearing noise. And then I enter into this room where Ingen's now like, oh, look, a cave. So I guess Redwater Den and Redwater Spring, these are not attached. I guess when I got that big bang, I found the final room of Redwater Den. And now this is Redwater Spring, something that is totally different, not connected, which caused Ingen to go, oh, look, a cave. But yeah, what I need is down here. Okay, I'm going to the left, because that's where my quest marker is. But I'm trapped by a gate, so I assume the lock to my gate is over here to the right. Oh, a coin for... A journal? Okay. Gold. I don't need a quill. Read the journal, and I'll take the journal. Okay. Yeah, what do we have? Oh my gosh, this is a long journal, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's just see here. Year 200. This was last year. I found an interesting book of short stories, pawn shelves, I take it. Almer that were too thin-blooded for my taste. A blood spring of the fabled source power for vampires. There you go. That makes sense. That's why I'm here. A ruin buried by the quaking earth during the second era. Okay.
So yeah, like, that's interesting. During the second era, this place fell to ruins. And anything of interesting here? Jakul. I overheard an old hermit by the name of talking about a strange red water he found bubbling out of the ground. Okay, hit a new cave system where the blood spring has sunken over the years. I've befriended some of the locals to find the source of the blood spring. Okay, and this is probably also what Skooma is being made of as well. When I tested on mortals, it was worse for them. It carries only disease and addiction, with no benefits at all. Addiction. I may have found a solution for our food problem. Interesting, okay.
So why don't you just drink the blood from the spring? I mean, that seems easier than running a Skooma den.
Is someone talking to me? What was that? Who's talking? Who speaks, please? Was that Valenus guy, whatever his name was? This is also a locked gate. Okay, so there's a spooky guy around here. Let's... Oh, here we are. Yeah, there's two people down there. We're about to get them with our crossbow. This crossbow, or else maybe it's just my archery skill. It's very OP, and I'm also uneasy too. Okay, here we go. Let's take these guys out. Dead. Oh, there's a lot of them. Dead. Okay, yeah, nice. The only other things around here are the bloodhounds that are locked in the cage. Oh! Great, I hit a trap door. Oh, no. Oh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Okay, let's pause. Pause. Okay. All right. So yeah, I fell down a trap door. I landed on a bunch of spikes. And now I'm caught in between axes. Can I search this woman here? No, I can't. Oh crap. Oh, Ingen! I shot Ingen! I'm sorry, fiance. This chest has a trap on it. My gosh, this was a... Whew. That was a crazy few seconds there. All right, let's go back upstairs. I don't think I really need to crouch anymore. Okay, yeah, we got the bloodhounds there. I have not been able... Well, I could. I was going to say, I have not successfully tested my powers just yet. My new vampire powers. Search this Nord. Who do we have over here? A Draugr. Somewhere around here, we got to have levers. Maybe up here on... Oh, I haven't searched these guys yet. Vampire Thrall. Yeah, they really try to give you the... Oh, all right, Ingen is doing some target practice. They really try to get you these backroom keys because you're definitely going to need them. Ooh, here we go. Where is my... I have a broken ledge. Where's my whirlwind sprint? Here we are. Got it, and we have a chest over here. Gold and a potion. Okay, I jump back down. Okay, and now we go to the left. Yeah, there has to be a lever of some sort. Just like crumbled rocks. Because there are two closed gates over here. Dang it! Oh, I picked up a ruined book. I didn't want that. Drop that. Don't eat. What? Oh, yeah. I also picked up a ruby as well. What can I do? What can I get rid of? What can I drop? Gosh, I really gotta visit the shops. This is ridiculous. I don't need this Elder Scroll. No, I'm just kidding. Ooh, can I give Ingen the Elder Scroll?
I've got your back. What do you want me to carry?
Can I give you an Elder Scroll, Ingen? Nah, dang it, I can't. And I can't give her the black books either. I can't give her the Bloodstone Chalice. Yeah, I can give her like a million of my soul gems. Gosh, I have so many of these, it's crazy. There you go, yeah. I gave her 14 grand soul gems. It just freed up 7
you
carry
need.
Points.
I'll follow.
Yeah, I really gotta visit some shops. But alright, yeah. I'm still looking for levers. I'm now on the other side of this grate. Here we go, chains. Got it. That's what I needed to open. And this one opened too. Alright, this is it. Let's get a quick save there. Okay, where is what we need? Oh, okay. That's happened again. Oh, okay, I see a vampire coffin up there. Another vampire. Dead. All right, there's still two more in here. Oh, it's a death hound. A vampire and a death hound. I'm almost hidden again.
Just getting jumpy, I guess.
Got him. Got the death hound in a sweet kill animation. Now, there's still one more vampire around here. Let's get a quick save in. Can I not just scoop the chalice out of this mini river? Okay. That vampire didn't see me. She didn't see me. Still didn't see me, and I shot her in the belly. Perfect. Oh. Oh, it's another hound. Dang, I almost shot the death hound in the butt. Okay, I'm not sure where he's going to pop out at, but I don't think he'll be a problem. These coffins... Oh, a master vampire. Nice. These coffins look comfy. Look at that. It's like a cut. Yeah, I can sleep in this coffin. Which makes sense. You know, here. I cannot sleep with enemies nearby. I wonder if I get inside the coffin and close the door. I want to try that out. Yeah, we got one more death hound we got to kill really quick. These coffins look cozy, if I say so myself. Get him, Ingen! Well, fine, I'll do it. Alright, that's everybody. Anything neat over here? Doesn't look like it. Okay, here, yeah, let's... Well, let me try to sleep in a cozy coffin. Wait, I like the looks of this one better. Nah, there's this one right here. Another gate. Sure, yeah, I'll sleep for an hour. Oh, well, that's lame. There is... Oh. I feel a surge of vampire powers. And I awake feeling rested. Here, yeah, what if I... Ooh. Okay, it's 9 p.m. I don't want to miss my wedding. It's now the day of my wedding.
I'm right behind you.
Your follower leaves for my wedding? Oh no, and I got the quest to attend my wedding. No, Ingen. Ingen, no. Now is not the time I need you.
Oh my gosh, what time is it? It's almost 2 in the morning. Oh crap. Oh no, we gotta wrap this up, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta attend my wedding. No, crap. Great, I get stabbed in the face. My follower leaves my services for my wedding. Well, now I really can't pick up anything heavy, you know? Crap. I didn't know that was gonna happen. I don't need a cure all diseases potion. Okay, yeah, here we go. Quick save. I guess if push came to shove, I could, wow. Yeah, do not step on a pressure plate in here. There are spike doors, floor and ceiling. The vampires really did a good job of clearing out all the Draugr. Okay, I got a vampire and a probably an enthralled skeleton in here. This might be it. Dead. Got him! The vampire and the skeleton. There are two closed coffins in here. Oh my lord. Oh, here we go. Yeah, it's this guy's research. What are his research notes? It better not be super long. It talks about the Bloodstone Chalice. Okay. Moonsugar, Prozit. We've turned the basement into a den. Local samples. Okay. Okay, and so, yeah, like, this is the guy that started the den. Probably to get, test subjects, I suppose. Praying for RK's protection. Took the viscera into the Bloodstone Chalice. Waters ran red forevermore. Perhaps the Bloodstone Chalice is the answer. So the Bloodstone Chalice is able to create a red water spring. Because the research still nothing. Yeah, that's what I have, is the chalice. There's a drawing of it in this book. Oh my gosh, I want this armor. Oh, I want this armor. Freak! I knew it, I'm overweight. Dang it. Gosh, I want this armor. I don't even know what it is. Glass armor of the remedy. Health regenerates 20% faster. And I don't have Ingen here to carry it. Okay, I'm gonna do this here. Level up. I'm gonna put points into stamina. Alright, my stamina is now 120. Okay, yeah, nice. That boosted me 5 carry points. So I'm good for now. Now it's like, I really cannot pick up anything else or else I'm done. Vampire Thrall, a lockpick. What is this door? There's a ramp to an upper level. I wonder if this door is simply just my exit. Oh, that's a master lock. Okay. Maybe I gotta come back to that. Gosh, I am really against the clock here. You know, like, what is Ingen gonna think if I'm late to our wedding? There's this upper ramp here.
Can I not get up this ramp, really? Okay, yeah, there we go. Why is this even here? Or wait a second, do I gotta use the Bloodstone Chalice now? Is this where I can... Oh, okay. Yeah, is this where I can... Can I, like, dip it into the spring? Oh, there's a chest over there. No, I don't get a quest that says, like, fill the Bloodstone Chalice. What's in this chest? An ebony bow. I can't take it. I can't take it! Ingen's not here with me. Search an orc. 9 gold, I'll take that. Can I do something like open this chest? Oh. Okay, no, I took a goblet. Like open this coffin. Oh, it's sleep coffin. Okay, see, I guess there's no one in it. I'm gonna drop this goblet I just picked up. I thought it was on a pressure plate. There we go. Okay, so I guess I'll proceed through the master lock. I don't have a key. And my quest marker says it's through here. I feel like the game should have given me a key. Maybe there is a key around here and I haven't found it yet. Just blasting through lockpicks. Okay, so I don't think it's on the left side. Let's try the right. There it is, the sweet spot. Got it! Lockpicking increased to 80. Oh yeah, here we go. Here is my quest marker. Yeah, this is the rupturing spring right here. Here, I'm gonna quick save. After that, master lockpick. I don't want to redo this. Here we go. Fill the chalice from the spring. This looks incredible right here. Wow, yeah, jeesh. I want to get a good look at this spring. This is nuts. Yeah, this is really awesome. Okay, here we go. That's enough playing around. All right, yeah. I have filled the chalice, returned to...
It's really too bad, you know. The little accident you had here. Completely unexpected.
Yeah, too bad. Lord Harkin's new favorite. Dead so soon after joining the family.
We're just lucky I was here to return the chalice to Vingalmo so he could make sure Harkon gets it back.
Wait, what? That's not what we agreed. We take it back together.
Okay, so hang on a second. These two people are talking about stealing the chalice from me and then taking it back to Harkin themselves. Okay. That's not going to go over so well, ladies and gentlemen.
You didn't think I'd let you walk out of here either, did you? Vingalmo wants you both dead.
Well, that's just fine. Ordjom told me to finish off anyone who got in the way.
Is someone there?
I gotta defeat them! Oh crap, oh crap, oh crap. Oh my gosh! They are draining my stamina! Oh, they are difficult. Okay, hang on a second! We're getting out of hand here! There we go. Ah! Dang it! I died, ladies and gentlemen, I died. Okay, I'm gonna do this different. Fill the chalice. Okay, yeah, nice, I filled the chalice. And now I'm back to hidden, I'm hidden. Nice, I got a sneak attack on him. Dang it, dang it, dang it, I missed. Why is it I'm always missing under pressure? Oh! Hang on, hang on, hang on. They don't see me. They don't see me. Or rather, they're losing me. They're losing me. It's in my quest to defeat them, so I can't just leave. But I'll get another sneak attack on them. Where is the girl? I already got a good hit on her. Nice. That was a good one. Dang it! Ah, I did not mean to do that. I'm still hidden. See, this is why I threw so many perk points into sneaking. This is beautiful. They're slowly chasing me around in a circle. All right, where's the girl again? Dead! Yes, nice. Okay. One down. I killed the girl. Now I gotta kill the guy.
I was sure I heard something.
Got him. Dang it, I missed on that one. Crap. Alright, go, 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 go. Boy, my sneaking is so good, it's unbelievable. Dead! I shot him in the neck on that one, ladies and gentlemen. All right, this says to once again fill the chalice. Oh, wait. Search this guy. Fill the chalice complete. On return to Garen Marith. All right. Okay, wait, hang on. Like, where did the girl go? She didn't really have anything important. I mean, the guy didn't. He just had golden lockpicks. They didn't seem to have anything unique on them. That's fine. Okay, yeah, let's head out of here. All right, and we're not going to go back just yet, ladies and gentlemen. We need to attend our wedding first. Assuming our wedding doesn't break the game. Ah, yeah, this is what I was talking about. There we go. See, yeah, look, that's what I said. The secret entrance opens, and here we are. We are right back out. Hang on, I ran through this back room pretty fast. There was nothing in here, was there? Just like sarcophagi and some draugr, a soul gem, meh. Okay, yeah, let's get out of here. What time is it, 4 a.m.? All right, it's not quite dawn yet. And Riften's not that far away. I can't believe Ingen just left me. Ingen's just all, oop, it's wedding time, and then just takes off. Jeesh. Some wife. You know, like, can she really be trusted to stand by me whenever I mean, if I need help, can I trust her to help me? My vampire blood boils in the sunlight. Okay, yeah, let's not go. I hope that people don't start to fear me as I'm running around here. I think as long as I can stand in the sunlight and not lose health or anything, I'm fine. All right, Temple of Mara, here we go. What time is it?
Here's the proud groom now.
The proud groom.
Let's
now.
Begin the ceremony.
I'm Mara, sorry I'm late. I had to finish something that me and my fiance were working on.
To watch over us as her children. It is from her love of us that we first learned to love one another. It is from this love.
Ingen took off her armor, but I didn't take off mine.
Is no life at all. We gather here today under Mara's loving gaze to bear witness to the union of two souls in eternal companionship. May they journey forth together in this life and in the next, in prosperity and poverty, and in joy and hardship. Do you agree to be bound together in love, now and forever?
I do. Now and forever.
Do you agree to be bound together in love, now and forever?
Oh boy, now and forever is a long time. Stop the what? No. I do. Now and forever.
Under the authority of Mara, the divine of love, I declare this couple to be wed. I present the two of you with these matching rings, blessed by Mara's divine grace.
Watch, this ring is going to put me overweight.
May they protect each of you in your new life together.
While you were married, in the star,
I guess
Azura,
we'll need to decide where we're living,
vision.
Won't we? You can always stay with me.
All right.
Blessings of Mara upon you.
Stay with Ingen. Where does Ingen live? Whoop! Let's put the crossbow away. That's not what I wanted to do. Wait, Ingen? Ingen just ran off again. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Ingen was holding a lot of stuff of mine. Ingen, where did you go? Ingen!
What is it?
Oh my gosh. Ingen was holding a lot of my stuff. She better still have it. I don't. Ingen had my nightingale bow.
Yes.
Ingen had my nightingale bow, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, crap.
I'm kind of busy.
Ingen, are you in here?
If you need any potions or ingredients, let me know.
Where's Ingen? Where did Ingen run off to? Maybe into Bree's home? Wait, no. And into Honeyside? Where did Ingen go? Ingen had my nightingale bow. That better not be gone. Ugh, I don't want to have to go back. I don't want to have to go back and take it back from her. Ingen, who are you?
What do you need, my thane?
Iona? That, is she my, she is my house Carl. This is Honeyside. Where'd Ingen go? Where does Ingen live? Oh my gosh, this has got terrifying! Where's Ingen? Oh no. Oh no, wait, who are you? Ingen? Ingen!
We're married.
Yes.
I guess we'll need to decide where we're living, won't we? You can always stay with me.
Let's live in my house in Windhelm, in solitude. I have a house in Riften. We could live at my house in Whiterun. Living with you would be perfect. I can't. I don't have her as a companion anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, one, I don't think Ingen Blackbriar can be a follower anymore. And two, I think that means the Nightingale Bow is gone. Like, gone. Oh, gosh. Ingen.
Goodbye, my love.
Whatever, my love. You have lost my Nightingale Bow. You know what? You know what? I played a dark game, ladies and gentlemen. I got into the console commands when I probably shouldn't have, and I have lost the Nightingale Bow, and I don't want to go back to try to get it. I don't want to go back and have to redo all that. You know what? I think I would rather use console commands to get the Nightingale Bow back as opposed to going back and redoing all of that.
You're a stranger here too, huh?
I'm not a stranger. I'm the Thane of Riften, Meal the Lioness. My gosh. So, well, I'm married, ladies and gentlemen. I'm married. We have our wife.
I guess we'll need to decide where we're living,
yeah.
Won't we? You can always stay with me.
We'll figure that out. I would be a lot more upset if the Nightingale Bow was truly gone. But on PC, nothing's ever truly gone. So we can figure out how to cheat back, the Nightingale Bow. But that'll be in the next episode. That was a bit of a bittersweet episode. Gosh, this episode is running long. I did not mean for this episode to be this long. Good lord. Alright, before I forget, I just want to have a quick look here in the college. Hall of Attainment. I want to see if I can find the Destruction Mage.
I still need some help, if you can spare the time.
This is that.
Until next time.
That's a broken quest that I still can't do.
Good day, friend. Keeping well?
These are students. Yeah, Jazargo, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see if I can get a fireball spell tome real quick. Oh, for crying out loud, I'm not dealing with that this episode. This episode is long. I just want to see if I can get a fire spell really quick. That's Phineas. This is the conjuration guy. Here we are, Ferolda. Oh yeah, sure, I'll feed. But then yeah, I want to see if she has a spell book that I want. Talk.
Tolfdir is master wizard. Certainly didn't anticipate that.
What do you have for
spells
sale?
Spells and incantations for those with the talent to cast
books.
Them.
Fireball! Yes! A fire explosion for 50 points of damage in a 15-foot radius. Targets on fire take extra damage. Bam! Give me that. 778 gold. That was very expensive. All right, I'm sorry. You can go back to sleep now. Okay.
Until next time.
Yes, we got that spell, ladies and gentlemen. Let me learn that really quick. Bam, we now have Fireball. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! What an episode. What an episode. This episode, it was a lot. It was a lot. There was a lot in this episode, but wow, what a fantastic one. And in the next episode, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play with this Fireball spell. And we're going to return to Lord Harkin, continue Dawnguard, find a place to live, probably with Ingen. I don't know if we're going to get to all this in the next episode. And then, yeah, might have to find a way how to cheat back the Nightingale bow. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and I'll see you in the next one.